Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Willie D is in Chicago with the Predators. Preds and Blackhawks tonight at 7:30, as you've heard us talking about. Don't forget, you just made the list. Coming up at noon, got really good tickets on the line. Zach Brown Band, Bridgestone Arena, Saturday, April 25th. But you're going to have to bring it. Who or what is on your list? That's coming up in an hour. Right now, we bring in Bill Barnwell from ESPN. He now joins us. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, so you've had a lot of stuff as of late as the NFL gets ready for the offseason and free agency. And, you know, we're talking a lot about the Titans here because they have some big decisions to make. We call them the Big Four, but really it's the Big Two and then the other two as a part of that, Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. And I liked your primer that you had for the Titans of needing to create more cap room, sign Ryan Tannehill to an extension. So I'll start there. In your mind, do you think it's realistic that they can get a long-term extension done with quarterback Ryan Tannehill before they have to make the decision on the franchise tag with him?
I hope so. I feel like it makes sense for both sides, right? You know, the Titans obviously would rather have both tags available, which of course, you know, depending on what happens with the CBA votes over the next few days, might not be an option. But as of right now, I'm operating under the assumption that both the franchise and transition tags will be available, which would obviously be ideal for Tennessee. I think with Ryan Tannehill, I mean, you know, I think it's pretty clear he's not getting to the open market. Either he's going to be franchised or he's going to be retained on a long-term deal. I don't think Tennessee plans on giving him a transition tag. I guess it's possible, but doesn't seem likely. So if you're Tannehill and you are going to be there one way or another, why not try and negotiate a long-term contract? Why not try and get 2 years of fully guaranteed money as opposed to one? So for me, I just think it, you know, the fit was so good last year. It made sense for both sides. Both sides did much better with this agreement than they had in years past with Marcus Mariota or with Ryan Tannehill in Miami. So I think both sides are motivated to get a deal done in the days before the Titans have to make the decision about the franchise tag.
So, Bill, with all that said, you know, a couple of your colleagues at ESPN, Adam Schefter, Jeff Darlington, I mean, they've put stuff out there about Tom Brady and that the Titans could possibly be the favorite for Tom Brady. So are you buying that, and do you think that that is weighing on the decision with John Robinson and the Titans on whether to go ahead and try and get this deal done with Tannehill?
You never know. I mean, I think it's fair to speculate, but – to me, I mean, Ryan Tannehill was better than Tom Brady last year. You know, I mean, like, it wasn't even really close. When you look at how they perform, look at the tape, look at the numbers, Ryan Tannehill looked like the old Tom Brady, and Tom Brady kind of looked like the old Ryan Tannehill. So to me, even if that's the case, I'm not sure I would rather have Tom Brady over the next 2 years than Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Tom Brady, you'd figure, is in his mid-40s. He's going to get older. You assume he's not going to get suddenly way better. Obviously, Tennessee maybe does have better weapons. There's going to be certainly the running game that Tom Brady did not have in New England last year, so maybe he'll have a workload. But I think just given how well everything worked last year in Tennessee, I would be tempted to run it back with those guys instead of worrying about the possibility, which I think is pretty slim, to be honest, that Tom Brady is going to leave New England for anywhere, let alone leave for Tennessee.
Yeah, kind of touching on what you just said, Bill, I think that's the interesting part because what you said is true when you look at comparing the two last season. Now, Tannehill's body of work was not 16 games. He came in midstream. But you also look at this Titans offense, and you can say – the Titans offense is way better than the Patriots offense. I mean, the Patriots didn't have a 100-yard rusher all year. Derrick Henry led the league in rushing. I mean, their receivers are better. Their tight ends are better. Their offensive line is better. So that does have to factor in a little bit. True?
Oh, sure. Of course it does. And I think that's totally fair to say. But I think at the end of the day, if Tom Brady's not clearly the better option and you have the ability to sign Ryan Tannehill, I think you go with that. I think that if this were the Tom Brady of 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, and he was a free agent, I think you'd say, man, if we have a 20% chance, we have to go for it. Even if it, you know, even if we upset Ryan Tannehill. I remember when, who was it? Peyton Manning was getting shopped around and the Jets went for him and they gave Mark Sanchez a contract extension because they kind of felt bad about pursuing Peyton Manning when he was a free agent. That's different. And I think this current Tom Brady, even given the players around him, again, he's in his mid-40s. He's getting worse. He's not getting better. Ryan Tannehill still really in the prime of his career. So I do think the circumstances, of course, come into play. But we know with those circumstances, Ryan Tannehill was very good. So, again, to me, unless there's a reason to think that Ryan Tannehill is suddenly going to, you know, fall off and be a mediocre quarterback, which, you know, I guess could happen. Certainly not out of the question. I would rather go with the guy who made it work last year than run the risk of importing someone. Now, if it was just one-to-one, we know, hey, if we cut Tannehill, we can get Brady for sure. That's a different question. But I think there's a chance that you end up with, you know, not having either Tannehill or Brady, and then you're really in trouble.
The NFL has always, you know, been – they're always able to stay in the news cycle, whether they're playing or not. They are the best at it for sure, and their off seasons are always – in the news cycle, but this one's a little bit different, right? I mean, this one feels like, I mean, with the names being tossed around and some of the things that actually could happen, and we know a guy like Phillip Rivers is going to be on the move, not sure where he's going to land, and, you know, what happens in New Orleans with all, you know, they've got all these quarterbacks and Drew Brees is coming back, and so there's real intrigue. Does Tampa keep Winston? Mariota has probably seen his, you know, his days here come to an end, and he's going to find a new home, and this one has a real shot to, here in a couple weeks to, you know, have the world buzzing, the sports world here in the States buzzing about what's about to happen in the free agency period, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, just talking to people around the league, they're as intrigued by it as we are, including some of the teams who have to make decisions about their own quarterbacks in the weeks to come. Because, I mean, if you're Tampa and your choice is Jameis Winston or, let's say, Marcus Mariota, well, that's probably pretty close. Maybe you prefer Jameis because Jameis is just the more experienced guy in your offense, and you already believe from years ago that he was the guy, so why not stick with him? But if it's Jameis versus Phillip Rivers, Jameis versus Tom Brady, well, that's a different question altogether. But they don't know if Tom Brady is going to be available to them or if Phillip Rivers is going to be available to them. If Phillip Rivers is going to be available, but who knows? Maybe he's going to decide, hey, I'm staying with Indianapolis. It's this enormous game of musical chairs, and I think it's really fascinating, and it's pretty rare. I mean, last year I was writing a piece for ESPN about the offseason dominoes, and where you know, how one guy signing here can make a difference in here, here, and here. And I think the most exciting quarterback domino is Joe Flacco, and no disrespect to Joe Flacco, the word exciting does not come to mind when I think about Mr. Flacco for the majority of his career. This year we have Hall of Famers. We have, you know, guys who are getting up there but still impressive players. We have younger guys. We have every different kind of quarterback seemingly imaginable is available. Plus, we have a draft with a number one quarterback in Joe Burrow. We have Tua Tagovailoa, who could go to the Lions. He could go to the Dolphins. He could go to the Chargers. I mean, there's so much up in the air that it's just – I'm so excited to see what happens. I'm so excited to see if there's a team that ends up kind of being that last team left out, doesn't have a chair, doesn't have a quarterback.
Bill Barnwell with ESPN, our guests. So Derrick Henry, the Titans running back, led the league in rushing last year, had a tremendous season. You have him in your article of that the Titans should franchise tag him. But before we get to that, what do you think his realistic value is?
It's tough. It really is tough because you watch them play. He seems so essential to what they do. And I think that, you know, they're a different team without him. I think it's absolutely fair to say that, but you look at every single running back contract with maybe Ezekiel Elliott as an exception over the past 3 years, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Devontae Freeman, guys who we saw as stars. Maybe Freeman doesn't belong in that class, but Gurley, Bell, Johnson, those were transcendent players when they were healthy. And they signed their big contracts, and they look ordinary. And in some cases, their offenses have taken a step backwards because of it. So the majority of running back contracts just don't work out. So it's a tough situation because Derrick Henry is, I think, a unique player, a very valuable player, a guy who has been very productive when Tennessee has trusted him with the football, which, remember, they didn't do that for stretches of time. He was even a trade candidate as recently as the 2018 season before he kind of got the ball more in the second half of the year and into the postseason, or sorry, during the second half of the year in December. So I think you have to kind of put it off as long as possible. If you can use the franchise tag, even maybe use the franchise tag twice, I think that's probably the smartest thing financially. But if you're Derrick Henry, I can see you getting upset about that. So I don't envy John Robinson here. I think it's a, you know, I think he's a guy who on the open market would probably get somewhere in the $12 million per year range from a team. But I don't know if that's a great contract given what we know about running backs.
Yeah, and I think from Henry's point of view, I don't know if he signs it. I mean, maybe 1 year, right. But to your point, like, does he do it 2 years in a row? Is this a Le'Veon Bell situation? Because he only has so long to get his big payday.
Right. Absolutely. And I think from his perspective, you know, what else can I do? Hey, I led the league in rushing. I was the motor of our team in the postseason. I pushed us to the AFC Championship game with my running. You know, we brought in the guy with Ryan Tannehill, who was not regarded as a great quarterback, and because of the threat of me on play action, our offense looked great. So from his perspective, I did my job. You know, I deserve to get paid, and I think in that locker room as well, you know, we can talk about the value of running back contracts and the analytics behind it, but what do those guys in the locker room think if we see a guy who's carrying our football team who the team doesn't trust to give a long-term contract to? Why should I put out the same sort of effort if Derrick Henry is doing his job as well as any player at his position in football and he's not getting paid? So it's really tough. I mean, you know, there's just, you know, I can see arguments in both cases to pay him, to not pay him. But at the end of the day, most teams do pay them. And at the end of the day, most of those contracts don't work out.
Bill, on Locker Cleanout Day, I asked Jack Conklin about the possibility, since he played left tackle at Michigan State, you know, would he explore those options in free agency of potentially playing on the left side? And I don't know if that had necessarily come up with talks with his agent. I know the Titans obviously have Taylor Lewan at left, so if Jack Conklin came back, he would be a right tackle. But with everything that happened with the Browns yesterday and Greg Robinson, do you think that could change the market for somebody like Jack Conklin?
It could, because there's just not a lot of left tackle options out there. One of the guys who was available is DJ Humphries, who signed a 3-year deal with Arizona to cut off the market. You know, the guys who are out there are your Jason Peters types, who, you know, Jason Peters is a Hall of Fame player to me, but a guy who's in his late 30s slipped off pretty dramatically for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. There's a bunch of guys in the draft, which I think are might be a way some teams go, but there are more teams who need left tackles than left tackles available in the market. So if you're a Jack Conklin, or if you're an Andres Pete, who played tackle at Stanford, I believe, and then went and played guard for the New Orleans Saints, you might have a team that says, okay, hey, we're going to pay you more than a guard, and we're going to move you to left tackle because you're still going to be an equitable player at left tackle than as opposed to us running out a second-round pick who we don't trust, or, you know, moving another guy from a different position over. You have experience playing left tackle. Let's see if you can still do it. And if you can't, we'll move you back to guard or move you back to right tackle. But let's try this solution first. And I think the other thing is, even if he doesn't get moved to left tackle, the highest paid tackle in the NFL right now is Trent Brown, who's a right tackle for the Las Vegas Raiders, which is still strange to me to say. Juwan James got a huge contract last year in free agency, and he's up among the top 9 or 10 top left tackles in the league. So you can still get top 10 tackle money and play on the right side. So Jack Conklin, I think, is the most appealing option available in free agency when it comes to left tackles or right tackles. I think he's going to get paid like a left tackle, whether he pays left tackle or right tackle for his new team.
All right, let's end it with this, Bill. The free agency move that is going to break and we're all going to go, wow. What would be your answer to that?
Ooh, wow in terms of the money?
No.
Or wow in terms of the fit?
Who, right, the fit, like who lands. So I don't really, you know, not the contract, but like going somewhere else and we go, wow. What? How would you answer? Who's the wow move?
Who's the wow? That's a good question. I don't think it's Tom Brady. I really do think at the end of the day, Tom Brady is a New England Patriot in 2020. Maybe it's maybe it's someone going to the Rams. Maybe that's it, where I think it's maybe like a Chris Harris going to the Rams, where it's just the Rams do have some cap space left, not a ton, but some cap space, and they can sit there and say, hey, you know, we were nearly a Super Bowl winner 2 years ago before our defense slipped off. And if we, you know, we have Sean McVay, we're going to get the offense right. But if we can just add that one more defensive piece to Marcus Peters and – or not Marcus Peters, excuse me, we can replace Marcus Peters. We have Jalen Ramsey. We have Aaron Donald. We have stars. You know, maybe it is a Jadeveon Clowney or a Chris Harris to the Rams where it's we don't have our draft picks. Let's work our cap and get that one extra star in and hope that's enough.
I think we'll all remember, right, when we all go, wow, in this question, we'll see how it actually plays out because I think it's going to happen. I just have no clue what it's going to be. Bill, really enjoy your work. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
All right, that is Bill Barnwell from ESPN, ESPN.com. He makes appearances on SportsCenter. He does a really good job, and he throws out a lot of this stuff on all the moves we've talked about on the show, and, it, you know, a lot of it's far-fetched probably, but it's something to talk about. It's a talking piece in the offseason, and I do wonder, and I want you to answer the wow move when we come back.
I love this question, yeah.
Because we are going to talk about that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.